Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the Tuesday, April 14th edition of the War Room. If you haven't paid your taxes, get them done. You got till tomorrow. Got to pay. Although there's a lot of people talking about tax protests now. Maybe that movement will come back. Big in the 70s. That is a creepy ass photo that you guys have put up. I guess it's AI. It's not a painting. No one paints that fast. Lindsey Graham as her Gremer worm tongue. Who's that guy laughing down there in the corner? I don't know who that is. Who? Misfit Patriot. Oh, yeah. I don't know all these people. I could tell that's Laura Loomer, though. And I could tell the sorcerer over there is Mark Levin. Mark Levin. All right, let's go to Keith in Virginia. It says Alex has jumped the shark on Trump. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Rob. Hi. Enjoy it when you're hosting.
Thanks.
Hey, I think he sort of jumped the shark. And, you know, it's kind of funny because Wayne, who mentioned Promethean Action, Promethean Update, mm-hmm. the two ladies, Susan and Barbara, that's why I think this, because I've been listening to them for about 6 weeks.
Yeah,
and you stop cussing.
Yeah, you know, they're like explaining the mechanism the globalists are using.
Right.
Their whole thing is the British system is one of basically like, you know, mercantilism and everything. They've been doing it for a couple centuries. And Trump, I didn't buy it, but then I started listening. They were playing excerpts from Vance and Rubio. And what's the Treasury Secretary's name?
Bessent.
They play excerpts from them. And like these guys are talking about exactly what these ladies are talking about, and it's the American system of reindustrializing the country and getting off of the EU and the globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And when Roger was on Friday, it really made me think. You know, I think Roger's making a good point. I mean, I'm a Ron Paul guy, anti-war and everything, but I also realized a few years ago, you know, we're not going to get libertarians elected. So I'm not going to vote, or I'm going to vote for the best Republicans I can, and that's what I've been doing. Because, you know, I'm not going to throw up, you know, the good when I could looking for perfect all the time. We're not going to get that.
Right.
But anyway, it made me think. You know, Roger was saying to Alex, you know, look, we're not in an endless war. You know, I don't like the war. I don't like it. But maybe Trump is doing something. And see, what he's doing is he's undermining the whole British thing, because the British have been all involved with these fake countries over there, the GCC, the Gulf Country Cooperative, you know, like Saudi Arabia, you know, UAE, Dubai, Qatar. And Iran is also one of them that's not part of the They don't have power over Iran very well, although they tried to have power. And everybody knows because the story of the CIA, and it was also MI6,
mm-hmm.
who in the 50s threw out, you know, their president and installed the Shah.
Yeah, well, they worked together. They've always worked together.
Yeah, yeah, and remember British Petroleum, duh, they're the big company, and they're making all the money off the Iranian oil.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes back, and they call it the City of London. And I've got to figure out if that's something different than just London.
It is. In fact, it's a very small – I've been to the City of London. I went there with Paul Joseph Watson.
It's kind of like a Vatican or something.
It's like the Vatican City. It's like Vatican City. It's its own city-state.
Okay.
It's its own government. It's its own corporate – it's its own thing. It's got sovereignty.
Well, that's where Lloyd's of London works.
Right, right, which makes sense. That's where you go.
Those
laws don't apply to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So when Trump was saying, well, I'll insure the ships, you know, coming through the Strait of Hormuz,
mm-hmm.
I thought, well, that's stupid, man. You've wrecked it. Nobody wants to go through there. And then I started realizing from these ladies, these guys have cornered the monopoly on the market with Lloyd's of London. Why are they the only company that can insure? And I'm thinking, Trump sounds like a buffoon, but if he's understanding what these ladies do, the guy's onto something. And I'm like, I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater yet. And that's why I think Alex jumped the shark a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's wait and see. Well, if he gets out of there and doesn't make this a big, long thing. And plus, right now, another one, contrary to popular opinion, the blockade is apparently convincing the Iranians to come back and talk to Vance.
Big time.
And, you know, the whole thing with the Abraham Accords and what we're doing right now, we are not including anybody from the EU, no British people in these talks. It's all just the GCC countries. Right. So Trump, it's just like Venezuela. Trump is trying to undermine and take away from the British guys and the globalists and bring people back to partnering with us directly like he did in Venezuela. And I swear, I think that's what he wanted to do with Putin the first term, but he got, you know, Russia hoax.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's always been the media that's against him. And who runs the media? The CIA. And who runs the CIA? MI6 and the City of London. You know, that's basically what that is. It's that holdover network that likes the old guard, that wants to keep these old fossils in power, like Lindsey Graham.
And I've never heard anybody else talk about it. And it's like, wow, this is really gotten my interest. And, you know, speaking of the media, I mean, I hate to say this because I'm a longtime listener ever since the Iraq War with Bush W. But and like I got 96,000 Patriot points that I guess I'll never cash in. I never cashed them in before because I wanted you guys to keep the profit. But anyway, sometimes I'm listening to you guys this week and I'm thinking, geez, I think I'm listening to Rachel Maddow. You guys have fallen into the trap of the left-right, you know, the left-right paradigm echo chamber where we're just arguing with each other, but we're not thinking this through further. And I feel for Alex because, I mean,
a lot of that social media, brother, people want to get their clicks on. And I'm not saying people are doing it for clicks, but it's easy to throw out an opinion out there and then it starts something and then you fight back and say something back. And it just continues the ping pong match instead of actually looking, pulling back and going, oh, and that's kind of what the Promethean ladies do. They kind of pull back and go, oh.
You guys need to get them on as guests. I think you should have more of a guest. Harrison would be great to interview him and talk to him. But, you know, it's like, it's really giving me, like you said, man, I'm like chilled out and I'm waiting. And, you know, the other thing with Trump is he always says weird stuff. I don't even think he knows what Alex has been through, frankly. I don't even think he wrote that true tweet. That
no, I don't think he did either.
Everybody.
I think Mark Levin wrote it.
I don't even think he realized it happened.
I don't know. One of them wrote it.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, the guy's got a lot on his plate. I feel for Alex, but God, I hate to see this happen because and this is our last chance, man. It's our last chance.
Well, that's you what know. I feel. People probably thought crazy stuff was going down during the Civil War too, you know, and we got out of that. We always seem to find a way, but yeah, I agree. We do need to be a little more measured and, you know, and, you know, reach across the aisle, man, reach across the aisle. These people aren't as crazy. They may look crazy, but they're not that crazy. You know, they probably think we're crazy. You know, people run around mud riding and shooting 12 gauges, you know, and not everybody's like that. I mean, there's a lot of flavors here in the United States. And I think we do a good job. We do a better job than anybody else with different groups of people getting along. You know, people like say, oh, the United States is so racist. You don't go anywhere else in the world and see this much diversity, you know, and it doesn't always work, but you know, when you're basing things on economics, and you know, there's a place up here, we call it the Communist Burger Joint out on 6th Street. But they put out, I'm not even gonna get to that, guys. We're gonna get to it. We're gonna do the fluoride thing tomorrow. I've already blown it. I got a 15-minute video. I was gonna do this whole thing on fluoride. I'll do a teaser on fluoride, and then we'll show these two articles. But let me go back to the Communist Burger Joint. People go there and eat because they have good burgers. They don't go there and eat because they're communists, okay? But the communists happen to make good burgers. So people go to the Communist Burger Joint because they enjoy the burger, not because they support communism. And the communists are working in a capitalist system to feed you burgers. So they're already breaking with their communist roots by having a joint open where you can eat burgers that people like. I don't really go there that much, but people do like their burgers. That was the hammer and sickle tomato right there. So I'll go to my last caller, Mike, and then I'll just cover some news. But I do want to go over these two articles. Here's one, August 21st, 2024. Fluoride at twice the recommended limit linked to lower IQ in kids. Let's go to this next one. Fluoride in drinking water has no effect on IQ or brain function, major study shows. Oh. This is the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences published this on Monday. And they're saying, hey, fluoride's good for you. And then we got this. Baltimore cuts fluoride levels amid shortage caused by Iran war. I actually tweeted this out and said, look, there's something positive with the Iran war already. Look at that. Boom. So they're lowering them to 0.4 milligrams per liter instead of 0.7 milligrams per liter. And what's interesting is, and I'll play the video tomorrow, Dr. Paul Conant, who's a biochemist, molecular biochemist, the amount that they put in your water, that 0.7 milligrams per liter, is the amount of fluoride that when you look on the back of your toothpaste, if you have fluoride toothpaste and it says, oh, warning, if you swallow this, call poison control immediately, a pea-sized amount, which is what you put on your, you know, a pea is like, what, this big? Maybe even smaller, a little pea. They said that, you put that much in on your toothbrush, call poison, and you swallow it, call poison control. Why? Because sodium fluoride, what they put on your toothpaste, is a poison. And tomorrow I will demonstrate how the fluoride they put, that they say is safe for you, 100% safe. It's not linked to lower IQ or anything. It's great. We have a video. I'll find that too. I'm going to find the video. And it says mercury in vaccines is, it helps kids. It doesn't hurt them. They literally say that. And this was on Austin TV. And we have a bad version of it. But it's mercury in vaccines may help children, not hurt them. And it's the American Academy of Pediatrics, the place that's supposed to help the children. You would think it would help the children. But they're saying, oh no, mercury's good for your brain. They also said the COVID vaccines were good for you, so don't forget that. All right, let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead. Universal property.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. Here's what nobody's connecting. Energy prices are spiking. We all know that. Every CEO in America makes the same call. Let's up the profits, don't hire, automate. Start getting rid of people. Replace them with AI. The Iran issue isn't just an energy issue. It's acceleration trigger. Goldman Sachs says AI is already cutting 16,000 U.S. jobs a month. That number is about to explode to over 100,000 a month. Mike Adams on your show would totally agree with me. Now, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan, went in front of Congress last month saying AI layoff apocalypse is coming fast and wants the government to fix it. This is one of the most powerful men on planet Earth that doesn't have an answer to this horrendous issue, asking someone else to fix this. Simultaneously, he's laying off staff, replacing them with AI. Mm-hmm. This is happening all over.
Yep.
Now, I'm not advocating a Washington, D.C. Universal basic income. That's third world chump change. That doesn't fix anything. Just slows down the bleeding until the next administration will cut your universal basic income and give it to the military-industrial complex or someone else. These workers are being displaced by AI systems. By the way, this is going to be one of the largest subjects your show and others will be talking about here very, very soon. The data is right now, 40 states have legal framework that we could, instead of having universal basic income, we can have ownership through cooperatives. No dependency. It's a doable thing to do. Now, myself, I wrote a 1,008-page blueprint. It's called a quantum hive. Don't think I'm trying to pitch you anything. It's on Amazon. It's called the Quantum Hive. Only 99 cents. Amazon keeps 70%. I'm making nothing off of this. I want to see the first prototype go live. Now, the first 100 pages, anybody can understand this subject. Anyone. The following 900 pages is the nuts and bolts, exactly how we do this. No other blueprint like this exists on planet Earth. Go on Amazon. It's called the Quantum Hive. We don't need to have AI take over. Instead of universal basic income, we could create universal prosperity for all of us. And this is a discussion we all need to start having. How can we turn this around?
Yeah, there's a lot of studies out there saying, there's graphs that saying this is what AI is doing now, and then these are the jobs that they're going to take in the future. And then it shows the open space is people who are working with their hands, doing not manual labor, but like trade jobs. You know, plumbers, carpenters. Those things aren't going to get replaced yet. Although, you know, there's 3D printing that could come along. But this is what there's a lot of hype around AI, and a lot of these companies that are selling the hype are also run by people like Sam Altman, who are known for lying. That's what they're known for. And AI, it's been proven, AI hallucinates. You get some of these answers from AI, you're like, wait a minute. You've probably seen the audio or heard the audio where the guy goes, hey, I'm going to go run a mile. When I get back, tell me how long I was. And the guy literally walks away for like 2 seconds and says, okay, how long was it? He goes, that was 10 minutes. He's like, no, it wasn't. He's like, yep, sorry, it was 10 minutes. And that's the AI we're dealing with. Is the AI on the elite level better? Maybe. But maybe we're going to have this issue coming down the road where they fire all these people. And you're getting people who are writing court briefs. A lot of lawyers are using AI. And the AI is making up case law. It's just making stuff up because it wants to please you. It's been told it needs to please its master. So how does it please its master? By telling your master it's right. Oh, you show me your rash. Well, you think it's this. Yeah, you're right. Well, you got a good eye. Good eye. You have cancer. You better do something about it. You know, I think like with the dot-com bubble, everybody was investing in dot-coms. And then all of a sudden they pulled the rug out because but we still have the internet, right? We still have internet. It still works. I personally like the older internet where you could actually find stuff, not this new sanitized internet that's basically BS. But what I really think is going to happen is at some point there's going to be so much money invested in AI, but they're not making that money back. They've got to have a product to sell. And if you're firing everybody, who's going to buy your product? So that's either going to happen. They fire everybody and then nobody has anything and there's blood in the streets, or people are going to see the BS that AI is creating. Yeah, it creates good pictures. Yeah, it creates good pieces of art. I'm not denying that. You can look at this piece. It's fairly well done with style. But is that going to replace us? Is it going to replace us? I think at some point it's going to get too heavy. People are going to not have these data centers, and it's going to implode on itself. And you'll see a big crash, and you'll see all these companies go under. Right now, a lot of these companies just trade money with each other. Somebody invests in this company, and then that company invests in the other company, and they just do a revolving door of all this of all the money. So I think you're going to see it. It's not going to be as it will do some things good. It's not going to do everything good. That's my personal belief, and we'll see. We'll see what happens, Mike. I'll give you a last word, and then I'm going to cover some news. So what do you think about what I just said?
Well, again, go on Amazon, the Quantum Hive. It's only 99 cents. You brought up an excellent point about the attorneys, where they're being sued for millions of dollars for fake citations when they go in front of the court. Mm-hmm. So the key is, how do you fix that? Through validation. So you have a paralegal. You got rid of the paralegal. You're using AI. to come up with all this crap. I'm sorry for saying that. But then again, you need someone to validate that information. Now, you can use that for forensics. So say you're trying to look, you're in a MedMal case, and you're trying to look for needles in a haystack. And AI can do an excellent job doing that, but you need validation.
You need a human looking over it and watching the AI.
So now, instead of laying that person off to a co-op, they're actually going to make a fractional profit off of that. And I explained that all in the book. We can all become very wealthy through this transition if it is done correctly and as long as we catch it now. I'm willing to come on your show and talk, even with Mike Adams. I'm willing to do this. It's a 1,008-page blueprint. The first 100 pages for the common Joe. He'll get it. He'll totally understand it. If you want to go through the rest of the 900 pages, it tells us how to exactly get there, how we all get wealthy. We don't need universal basic income. We could all become very wealthy with this transition. It doesn't need to be ownership by the elites. It could be ownership by all of us.
Yeah, we have to get the boot off our neck. I agree. I totally agree. Exactly. Guys, throw that graph up again of all the money that's just the rotating door. See, they're all just giving each other money. And that's what they do. They just move money around. It's a Ponzi scheme of money is what AI is becoming. It's like, oh, I'll invest in you and you invest in me and then I'll invest in you and you invest in me and I'll invest in you. That's all it is. These companies just throw money around.
Exactly. And this is where a different system needs to come in, a democratic system. It's doable. The laws exist. We don't need to change laws. We don't need to make new legislation. Nothing. It's all there. I spent years writing this book. It's a blueprint. Excuse me. It's more than a book. It's on Amazon, 99 cents. I'm making nothing off of this. Amazon keeps almost all of it. All the money they get, that 99 cents is nothing. They keep 70%.
We got it on right now. The Quantum Hive, from ashes to AI job loss, a plan to make everyone wealthy. What's your background, Michael?
I happen to do AI forensics now. I was a GSA and military contractor, 35 plus years of working with systems, designing systems. And of course, I'm working with AI right now. And this is one of the things is, I happen to be an older gentleman, and I want to leave some type of legacy, just like you guys.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to check out your book, definitely. I hope it's an audio book. I can listen to it while I'm going back and forth to work. I'm going to end with this. George Santos was on with Benny Johnson talking about Eric Swalwell and how basically they shut down the pay. Like, this is how gross our people are, our elected leaders. And yeah, basically they had to shut down the high school page program because so many congressmen were sexually abusing young children. And then that'll be it for me, and I will see you again tomorrow. I will do my fluoride presentation. You will get to see that. There's the article. There's the tweet. Let's roll the clip. I'll see you tomorrow. You stay tough, InfoWarriors. Benny Johnson, sexual predators in Congress. I don't know how many context clues I could give you, but that's all of them.
Be like a Harvey Weinstein Me Too, like Hollywood level. Like, is this gonna take over Congress? Like, are we gonna have people coming out from all over the place?
You took the words out of my mouth. That's amazing.
Please.
This is the Me Too of Congress. This is the beginning of the end of the sexual predator behavior in Capitol Hill. This is going to be the Harvey Weinsteins of the Bill Cosbys that are going to bring down this generational behavior. Just remember one thing, Benny. You're a very intelligent guy. You've been around. You know this. Remember why the U.S. House of Representatives no longer has the PAGE program. Only the Senate retains it. Huh. Because of this behavior. Because young children who would go from their schools to learn from our leaders were literally assaulted by members of Congress. And these are 13, 14, 15-year-olds. That's why the U.S. House of Representatives no longer has the PAGE program. So understanding this is so vital for people to understand why this is a very important moment in time for our youth, for future leaders and generations to come.
Wow. Wow. And more women are lawyering up right now against Swalwell.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.